question I have is, could you please tell me about an experience or a story that you've had with coyotes in Vermont?
Yeah, but in, like, what kind of context?
Context. Many. Is there any one that stands out in particular as being particularly interesting?
I've run the gamut of, I have shot coyotes, I have watched coyotes, I have had to kind of deal with coyotes, which have been giving people on a walking trail issues. I guess I don't have any particular good or bad encounter. I just have had a few with them.
Do you remember by any chance your first coyote interaction?
I don't know. My first interaction would probably be as a kid. You hear them at night. I think, before when you're young, you go outside in the dark and you hear them yipping all over. That would be my first impression of them. I guess my first visual would be while hunting. They come in and out.
In these experiences that you've had, could you talk a little bit about whether or not they were meaningful to you, if they had any kind of meaning other than just being a interesting thing to see? And could you talk a little bit why or why not they were meaningful to you?
Sure. Let's see. I guess... when I was real young, you walk out behind the house to go hunting. And when it gets dark, you start walking back. One night I can remember that, the whole forest just kind of lit up with talking coyotes. Wow. And that, that kind of sets in a little bit as a kid. And it makes you a little nervous. So that was my first impression with coyotes was kind of like, these are things that run around in the night. You can't really see them. So I guess that was a lasting impression. But it's definitely something I've grown out of. But as a child, it's like almost equivalent in my mind. It's like a wolf would be in terms of how people would think about them back in the day. We've had some house animals picked off by coyotes. I saw our dog get attacked by a coyote one year. Seeing that happen from the house was, you're not mad, because you understand what's going on, but it makes you uncomfortable with their presence when they do that, as opposed to just everybody keeping their distance. I don't know. I guess it's a tough question to really answer.
That was a great answer. Thank you. And that being a tough question to answer is also a good answer. I'm hoping to talk a little bit more generally about your experience with coyotes. And I'm wondering if you could rank your experience, your entire experience of coyotes in Vermont on a scale of 1 to 9, with 1 being negative and 9 being positive.
Generally, I would say 4.
And can you explain why you ranked your experience that way?
Sure. I guess when if you just see a coyote, to have a positive interaction with a coyote, I don't really know what that entails. You see them in the field running around. I guess that's interesting, but moreover, when you see a coyote, or if it's a lasting impression, it's because, like I said, it kills your chickens, it attacks your dog, it becomes a nuisance on a trail that, you know, has start stalking people and attacking people walking with dogs. I feel like when you associate with the coyote, it's more negative. That's how I've kind of come to feel about it. Not that my overall encounters have been negative, just the ones that stick out are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess, you know, if I'm in the woods hunting and a coyote just runs by me, yeah, it's an interaction with something I really think about.
Mm-hmm.
Which is an uneventful interaction.
Mm-hmm. And I mentioned earlier that I am particularly interested in how people who have experienced farming or who are farmers themselves or grew up in a family that farmed think about land and livestock and wildlife. And I'm wondering if you have an experience that sticks out as kind of a representation of how you view land, livestock, and coyotes all interacting.
Well, I mean, I guess in terms of livestock, I mean, probably usually when we pasture cows,
mm-hmm.
they're dry cows, you know, so they're adults or young or older heifers. So we don't usually have small animals running around in the pastures.
Mm-hmm.
I think I can remember like 20 years ago, it must be. Now, we did have a cow birth in the pasture, and when we went to find the calf, it was eaten already,
mm-hmm.
which we were pretty positive was coyotes.
Wow.
And, you know, in terms of livestock interactions, that would probably be the only one. I mean, I've never had issues with coyotes and cows other than that one calf. And I mean, I can't speak for other farms, which definitely have smaller animals running around, it might be an actual issue. But for us, with adult-sized cows in the field, it's never really an issue. They don't seem to bother.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say I've seen them. You know, I've seen coyotes in pastures with cows. Everybody knows everybody's there, but it doesn't seem to bother anybody.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty scary story, but that's an interesting story about how all these things interact and your experience of them. And the next couple of questions kind of just break apart the components of that story. And I'm hoping to start with livestock. And I'm wondering if you could just talk about how livestock in that story or any of these experiences that you've spoken about or in any of your experiences, how does livestock impact what's meaningful to you or what's important to you in these interactions?
Well, you mean like how, so you're asking how livestock, like how that interaction is important?
Yeah. How does, yes, that's a good way. That's an even better way of framing it.
As someone that makes their livelihood off of livestock, it's like obviously they're important. But at the same time, you know, as I said, in 20 years I can recall, I've seen one calf get killed by a coyote.
Right.
And I mean, it's certainly unfortunate. You know, it's not good. It costs money. You could go the economic route, and it's just, you know, it's sad that happens. But
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, everything's got to eat. I get that. You know, there was a young animal in the field. Coyote's got it. You know, it's it, and it happens so rarely that it's not, I don't see it as any kind of issue. Mm-hmm. It was just unfortunate if it happened. I mean, if this was something that, you know, every year we lost a couple of the tiles, that's a different story. But yeah. I don't value the, I guess, the connection between livestock and coyotes as a high one, because I don't see it in my life being important. Mm-hmm. But then again, you know, someone that might have sheep or goats or chickens that are ranging, that could be a completely different story.
Mm-hmm.
But as cows and full-grown cows in the pasture, it's not an issue. We haven't really had an issue.
Mm-hmm. And then the other component that I've been asking about, which is a little bit more of an ambiguous question, so feel free to think about it and take all the time you need, because it's kind of an abstract question, but does land and your relationship with land or how you think about land impact how these stories are meaningful to you? And you can separate your experiences from coyotes to answer this question, because that is a bit of a leap, but what role do you see, or it can be, it seems like it can be a little abstract, but what role does land in all of your experiences of farming and being surrounded by wildlife, what role do you see land playing in all of that, in your relationship to land?
I mean, it's pretty easy. I feel very connected and needing to connect with land. I mean, I went to school for wildlife ecology.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I was already interested in wildlife. You know, and as I said, the farm.
Mm-hmm.
So right there, it's like my livelihood comes off of the land. My interests are on the land. I love to hunt. Love to fish, love to hike, camp. I mean, I prefer to be outside than in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yeah, my relationship with the land and environment is a very strong one.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, if you were to factor in coyotes to that relationship, it doesn't affect it.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they were there or not, it wouldn't change the importance of that connection. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is, I guess, in some aspects, it could be negative. In some aspects, like, yeah, it's neat to hear them at night.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, they don't serve a big importance in how I connect with the land.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So I just have a few like background questions to finish up, but those were the bulk of my, questions. So those were great answers. Thank you so much. And the first background question is where, in Vermont have these stories mainly taken place?
Weybridge.
Awesome. And, do you know about what year, it sounds like it spans years, but what time frame these stories have taken place in?
Like, do you want specifically, or just, like, when what happened, or just in general?
Just in general is totally fine.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say the 90s to today.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned this a little earlier, but what kind of things do you do outside, whether it's for work or for recreation?
Well, I hunt, fish, hike, camp, paddle,
mm-hmm.
cool. run on the trails and stuff, and then I just work out in the fields mm-hmm. a lot.
And how long have you lived in Vermont?
Always, I suppose. I'm 32, mm-hmm. so.
Mm-hmm. And what town do you live in?
Weybridge.
And then last three questions, what year were you born?
88.
What's your gender?
Male.
And then finally, what is your race or ethnicity?
Caucasian.
Okay. So that was